WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A pharmaceutical manufacturer located in the Bio Corridor and Blinn College will pursue a state grant to provide workforce training.
We're currently working with Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies. It's a long name, but it's a great company.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says if approved, new employees will be trained in specialized manufacturing and in support roles.
It's going to be a substantial grant. We hope it's going to be a successful proposal, and we're excited to partner with Texas Workforce Commission and with Fujifilm Diosynth.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says Fuji wants to add 250 employees.
Part of the challenge is having 250 people with the skills that they need to be out there, folks who know how to handle computers and lab equipment and so forth, and do it in a very responsible way.
Mooney recently took a tour of the plant that is developing vaccines that will be used to combat public health and terrorist events. Blinn College administrators have reopened a survey intended to get community input on the school's strategic goals through the year 2020.
Everybody's a stakeholder for sure in Blinn College's 13-county service area, and we would like to hear from as many of those stakeholders as have time to fill out the survey.
Vice President Karen Buck says they're looking to add to the 169 community members who completed the survey last fall by giving answers to open-ended questions instead of rating the college.
We found that to be something that the respondents seemed to like, being able to put open-ended comments in there, and so we found that to be helpful.
You can find a link to Blinn's online survey at WTAW.com. Texas lawmakers continue to digest the priorities laid out by the governor this week. Representative John Rainey of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs brought up Greg Abbott's call for property tax relief. Rainey says he has to study the plan real hard before jumping on board.
We keep talking about doing things for border security and the governor's education research fund, and yet we keep talking about cutting taxes. I don't know how that's going to work.
Rainey says the hiring freeze announced by the governor, which is supposed to save $200 million, is just a drop in the bucket. The Grimes County Sheriff's Office reports a Navasota man has admitted to multiple daytime residential burglaries around Anderson. According to the Sheriff's Office Facebook page, 18-year-old Charles Bryson Jones took multiple firearms, electronics, and other property from homes last week located along FM 3090 and FM 149 West. Jones is held in the Grimes County Jail in lieu of a $100,000 bond. For the second time in 7 days, a Bryan woman is in and out of the Brazos County Jail. Last week, 31-year-old Dina Gongora was arrested for taking more than $8,000 from her former employer in College Station by adding more hours than she worked. Tuesday night, Bryan police arrested her after officers said she intentionally misidentified a man in her car. The passenger, 30-year-old Ruben Quezada of Bryan, was also arrested after he said he was a fictitious brother. According to the arrest report, Quezada was wanted on court warrants accusing him of assaulting a woman in Bryan on New Year's Eve in 2014 and failing to pay support in Grimes County. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 55 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road to driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Considerable cloudiness today with the potential for a passing shower or two, especially this morning, 65 to 70. Sun may be able to peek through the cloudiness later today. We're cloudy tonight with a chance for a few showers. Overnight lows 45 to 50. More clouds tomorrow. There's the chance for a couple of showers. Temperatures are up to about 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Saturday cloudy with a risk for showers and 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M women's basketball team takes on Florida tonight at Reed. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair and forward Anrielle Howard. Meanwhile, yesterday was signing day. We'll find out what Coach Kevin Sumlin thinks about the Ags' incoming class. And in the NBA, for their fifth win in six games, the Mavs took down the 76ers in Dallas. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's right. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. If you were not with us last hour, for the first time in show history, we had the live feed of the Fat Rat.
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's it. Letting us know that we were going to have six more weeks of winter.
The Fat Rat live feed.
Yeah. I really wish one year he'd get away from those fat old men and just go through the crowd, causing chaos and havoc.
That would be so cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And
just gnawing at people's ankles.
Yeah. Get out of my way.
Complete chaos.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. They don't drink while they're asleep.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
most things don't.
I know, but that's the idea, is they've been asleep for a long, 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 long time.
Oh.
True, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
See, and so as a result, that's kind of different. Now, the deal is they drink no water at all. Only way that they can make it through the winter without having to go to the bathroom, right? See?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What they do, they don't drink water, but like rabbits, they satisfy their need for liquid with the juices in the food and plants that they eat, okay?
Oh.
Or they're aided also by the dew and the rain, but they don't actually. If you put a water bowl out for a groundhog,
you know, like you do.
Sure. Yeah. They're just not going to drink it. They just won't. So there you are. Now, the deal is we found out that they're just a little bit less accurate in their predictions than Shell Weekly.
Yeah,
and,
just a little.
So, yeah, 28% of the time, as opposed to the National Weather Service, which is 31% of the time. So just letting you know. And also that Phil has forecast more than 102 winters, as opposed to now 103 winters, and just 18 early springs. So you got that going.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what qualifies spring?
Yeah.
You know, a certain temperature? Is it in a certain city?
And I'm not understanding why, and maybe, you know, I haven't watched morning television shows for 40 years, obviously.
Right, right.
But, I mean, at some point, somebody's going to do, like, a pregame and a wrap-up, right? Aren't they going to have street interviews? Are they making a festival?
Oh, sure.
Surely, yeah.
Because here's the deal. I mean, this happens. It's 7:15 in the morning or 7:20 in the morning up there. And, again, it's Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
My thought is they need to find something, I don't know, what's the big party town in South Carolina where they go? You know, they ought to
Charleston.
Yeah, Charleston be a good place. They ought to go down there,
uh-huh,
and have a groundhog down there. Who cares whether or not you got sun or not? But you got a chance to party, eat breakfast. They roll out the mimosas. You know, you have a good time.
Yeah,
you make it really happen.
Right,
groundhog party.
Yeah,
ooh,
because you're in Pennsylvania, for heaven's sakes, and there's nothing to do at Gobbler's Knob, wherever that happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this fat rat lives in a climate controlled burrow. Okay, it's not like.
Which is why he's so upset when they wake him up.
Yeah, you're waking me up and you're bringing me out in the cold. Hello.
So the question is, do we know if Shell saw his shadow this morning?
Well, I don't know. That's what I said.
Let me check Twitter.
Okay.
He likes to tweet.
Does he?
Yeah.
Because we said we ought to take him and drag him out of the studio at 7:20. You know, that's coming up in like 5 minutes. Drag him out there and see if he sees his shadow.
Shell's not awake yet.
Well, he works late.
Yeah.
That's
neither was Phil, you know?
Yeah. That's part of
the
deal.
He did tweet about Groundhog Day being today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said 131st Groundhog Day is tomorrow, because this was him tweeting yesterday.
Okay.
Will old Groundhog Club Phil see his shadow? Catch it live here. And then he put a link.
I got you.
But that's all I got from Shell so
now,
far.
Now, the original animal in German folklore is a badger.
Ooh.
So we could call it Badger Day.
Badger Day.
That sounds kind of more fun than Groundhog Day, I would think.
But groundhogs get zero fame otherwise.
Yeah, well.
Badgers, you know, University of Wisconsin other things.
Very, very, very true. So anyway, let's see. And the groundhog, by the way, is the same thing as a woodchuck, which is the largest member of the squirrel family. And sometimes is called, and again, a better name for it.
Oh, wait, so a woodchuck is the same thing?
Yep.
I thought woodchucks were smaller.
No, well, apparently this is like
maybe I'm thinking of a chipmunk.
Yeah. Okay. Like a groundhog is like a woodchuck that's bulked up some.
Okay, it's like a woodchuck on steroids.
Something like that.
Okay,
it's the largest member of the squirrel family and is sometimes called a whistle pig.
Whistle pig.
I like that.
Now, why do we call it whistle pig?
Yeah.
Though?
Right?
And it's like a suey.
Yeah, that
whistle
comes
pig.
From the fact that when alarmed, a groundhog will emit this high-pitched whistle as a warning to the rest of his colony, you know, to watch out. So, anyway.
The whistle pig.
I want to address a text message that just came in, and it says, do y'all ever give away hockey tickets to A&M? And I know that they're referencing a commercial that's running right now for the A&M club hockey team.
Right.
No, we don't. And I think it might be free.
Really?
No, I don't think it's free. I think it does cost to get in. But all that money goes towards the club hockey team. And considering they're a club sport, they don't make any money.
Yeah.
So I would just highly suggest if you want to go and pay the ticket.
Yeah, well, what I was going to do is have Kevin come in here.
Yeah.
Because he knows about them.
Right. He's the one who voiced the commercial, I believe.
Well, I think he's the announcer, too.
Oh.
I think so. Anyway, we'll see. We'll have him come in.
Maybe we have some. I don't know.
Well, I figure rather than just kind of guess or speculate or something like that.
Club sports work. I being a club sport athlete at one point during my college career, they work really hard to make any money they can.
Yeah.
So if that's going towards the club, you know,
it's worth it.
A bunch of hairy-legged guys, and a bake sale is not the way to go about that. That's,
exactly.
That's for sure. So, anyway, but we'll find. Is that supposed to be tonight?
I don't know if it's tonight.
Okay.
It might be this weekend sometime.
Right.
I've heard really great things about the games. They're played out at Spirit.
Yep,
so
they are.
Yep.
Anyway, I just texted him. He may not even be working today. I don't know if he's even.
He's here. He's here.
He?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he be working today? Groundhog Day isn't
a
holiday.
But I know. But you know, they do strange things over on that on the Willie station. So I'm not sure.
True.
Oh, okay. So here we go. A fake tan made for men only is a thing that exists.
That's not sexist.
Now. Yeah, I know.
But but why?
Well, it's not a thing that anyone wanted in any way necessarily, but they've got it out there anyway. So we figured since we're talking about hockey and the A&M hockey team, that why not have the voice of the are they called the Aggies? Are they called something else?
Oh no, that's Fighting Texas Aggie hockey team.
Okay, so they got a big contest coming up.
Yeah,
Texas.
University of Texas. They play 7:30 at Spirit Ice Arena Friday.
And you're announcing. Are you the announcer, dude?
I'm the public address announcer.
Okay,
yes,
that's
sir.
Cool. All right, so now, do we have tickets?
I don't know.
Are they free or does it cost money to get in?
Oh, no, it costs
in?
Money. It's and this game, I think, is a little more, but $10 and $15.
Oh, really?
$10 for students,
$15. Chelsea, credit card. Go get the credit card.
There you go.
We ought to give away 4 tickets to that. So what time's the puck drop?
They drop the puck at 7:30.
Okay, and how long does a game usually last?
It really depends. I can't ballpark, you'll
depends.
Be out of there by 10, give or take.
10?
But
wow.
if it gets scrappy, it can be later.
Ooh.
Wow, could like gloves come off?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff?
Ooh, are there brawls?
Yeah, so maybe a brawl happened.
This is the last home game of the season.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
man.
They have maroon uniforms that say Aggies on them and all that stuff. And
it looks like a standard operating hockey team, just like everything else.
And what's their record?
They don't got broomsticks,
they have
Scott.
A winner, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay, all right. So anyway, so that's coming up this Friday. And again, we'll see if we can get some tickets. Okay,
Spirit
thanks,
Ice Arena.
I appreciate that. There you go. Yeah,
cool.
Spirit. Yeah. Well, I figured we have the authority here. He's right next door. We
yeah,
have
no,
him come in
great.
And tell us about it. That way,
see what happens when you text in a question, people. You get your answers.
You get your answers.
Sometimes it's right, and sometimes it's timely, and sometimes it's neither. But you know, at least in this particular case. All right. So anyhow, there's this tan thing.
Yeah.
Australia's Bondi Sands is the seller of said fake man tan products. This new everyday gradual tanning foam.
Okay.
Marketed to men only, despite the fact that all fake tan products work the same no matter what gender.
So right. Why okay. would they do that?
Well, because it sounds better when you say you're getting your man tan on.
Something like that. I mean, and again, because it hasn't been there and available before.
Yeah.
So as a result, then, you know, you can do that. Hello?
You know, I went to a fight one time and a hockey game broke out. Yeah. I was the dangest thing I ever
yeah,
seen.
I hear you, man. That's exactly right. That is a sport, much like NASCAR, that television just can't capture.
Yeah.
Television's tried really hard to do it.
It's hard.
But I enjoy watching hockey on TV because if you've been to games and you like the sport, and it's, you know, it has the subtle violence of soccer and the overt violence of football. So it's everything.
Right.
That and it's like soccer on rockets, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, they move and they probably will score. So.
I am so impressed by hockey play-by-play announcers.
Oh, yeah.
That puck moves so fast
and it's so
hard to see.
Yep.
And the names are all like Russian.
Yes, they are.
So it's really amazing when people are good at play-by-play.
Well, and you know it because you've done it. You have to be in a zone. You have got to be zoned in. You can't have people coming up and tapping you on the shoulder saying, are you the public address announcer? Somebody left their car lights on because
that
done. But you're right. You get into the moment. And the other deal is that quite often they don't score as much, certainly don't in soccer, but they don't as much in hockey. And so, you know, you got to hit it right. And when that goal happens, you may only have two or three times in a game when that does happen.
Pretty cool.
I agree with you completely.
So back to the tan thing. Someone just texted in and said, it's fake man tan. If you read the instructions, apply only to neck and arms below the elbow.
Fake farmer's tan. Nice.
Oh, exactly. Mashable.com says the company developed the man tanner because guys were using their existing products but wanted one that did not leave a sheen on the skin.
Oh, they didn't want to sparkle.
Dried faster and didn't have a sweet fragrance.
Well, I want that, too, in my fake tan, so maybe I should get man tan.
Well, again, it's clear now that they are putting together a market, and if it works, then there'll be other people who will line up for that. But you got your man tanner going on right now, and it's from Australia's Bondi Sands.
Okay.
Get that, 722.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Good morning, 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. Oh, here you go. Here's our shot from the past for this morning.
Come on now and meet everybody and hear us singing.
You know what song that is?
The Partridge Family.
Listen to you. Yeah. Wow, Chelsea's going, huh?
I've seen the Partridge Family. I did not catch that, though.
1970, okay?
Wow.
All right, just to make you feel really, really good. David Cassidy finally getting off that multicolored bus. He posted on his official website. Who knew he had a website? That 3 upcoming West Coast shows will be his last ones he ever does in that part of the country. David wrote, quote, traveling and my arthritis has certainly made these cross-country shows much more difficult for me now. As most of you know, I live very happily in South Florida, and it's a great life, and it's much more manageable when I just tour around here. So there.
Well, all right.
But he said he had a great time. All right. David Cassidy, his arthritis and his old age.
Okay.
That's just that's for ladies who grew up thinking they had a crush on him. So.
Now he has arthritis, so exactly. Get over it.
All right, Craigslist just became the new hunting ground for people planning to become serial killers. A woman, she's 24, met a man, he's 29, in Linwood, Washington, with the intent of killing him.
Yeah.
She stabbed him in the chest, punctured his lung, but thankfully he got away and went to the office for help.
Wow.
He told police he met the woman for a date, and that was it, but they ended up booking a room, and she kept asking him, "Are you a serial killer?" He said no. She said, "Well, I am." And that's when she stabbed him.
Okay. First of all, stop trying to meet people on Craigslist.
Sure, of course.
There are free dating sites.
Yeah.
You may still meet a serial killer, but at least it's a dating site.
Yeah. And I would think after she asked, well, probably the first time, but certainly.
Yeah, that's just a creepy question.
Yeah, after the second time, it's probably time to hit the door.
Wow. Well, good thing he got away.
I guess so.
Man.
So there you are. Just one more thing that if your parents didn't teach you, now you know the story. All right. 7:26, let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsports.com. Weather's going to be okay, just not going to get very much sunshine today. Winds are out of the north, so it's going to have a different feel today. But we'll be up to about 60, probably for the next 3 days. Slight chance of showers out there at about 20%, and winds will be out of the north the next couple of days at about 10 miles an hour. Low each night will be in the probably mid-40s, and then warms up some on Saturday. On Sunday, we're looking at 73 for a high, and Monday about the same, and looks like midweek of next week, we're back up to 79ville again. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the trees are starting to bud. They're going to be very confused. Anyhow, right now the winds are out of the northwest at 9. We have overcast skies. It's 56 out there.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, folks, no question. By any objective measure, Judge Neil Gorsuch is qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. Resume is impeccable. His knowledge of the law and his judicial temperament are undisputed. When he was nominated to his current seat on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, he was confirmed unanimously by voice vote in 2006. There was not a single objection from Republicans or Democrats, and many of those are still in the Senate. In his remarks in the East Room ceremony, Judge Gorsuch hit all the right notes. He said it's up to Congress to make laws, not judges. He said throughout his career, he's been a servant of the Constitution. He's not tried to change it from the bench. And he believes the law should apply to every citizen, regardless of their status. It's a solid pick. There's no question. So what will the Democrats do? Well, there's no question about that either. They will do what they always do. They'll smear him. They'll slander him. They'll try their best to destroy him. They'll pore over every word he's written, taking phrases out of context. They'll try to portray him as a racist, a sexist, a bigot, a homophobe, xenophobe, transphobe, out of the mainstream extremist, and any other phobe that they think will work. But in the end, if the Republican majority uses the power they were given, Democrats will fail, as they should. No question about it. May take some time, but it will happen.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
It's here again, guys. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and you know what that means. Time to start thinking about the perfect gift. Or you can simply trust the experts at Sherry's Berries like I do. Picture your sweetheart when you surprise her at home or her office with decadent dipped strawberries made just for her. I scored major points last year by sending these amazing, unforgettable treats to my wife. She loved them. Hey, you have a unique Valentine. She deserves a one-of-a-kind gift, right? Well, This is it. These berries are ripe, juicy, and delicious. They come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with irresistible toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And check this out. Right now, you can get Sherry's Berries for $19.99 plus shipping. That's juicy, gourmet, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99. Go ahead and double your order for $9.99 more. Don't wait. Valentine's Day is almost here, and this offer expires soon. To get this amazing deal, go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 8000. That's berries.com, code 8000. Berries.com, code 8000.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. More employees sought by a pharmaceutical manufacturer in the Bio Corridor means a workforce training opportunity for Blinn College.
I took a tour of the Fujifilm biosynthetic building that's out there in the biomedical corridor, and they want to hire 250 people out there.
Comments from College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Even though there was no equipment in most of the rooms, we still had to make sure we were practicing all the clean lab practices that are required in that type of a facility.
Blinn College in Fuji will be applying for a grant from the Texas Workforce Commission. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says once the proposal is submitted, it will take about 6 weeks to make a decision.
It's an exciting proposal. It's going to provide skills training for biopharmaceutical processing, general microbiology, aseptic techniques, analytical equipment, and manufacturing processes that are needed in the field of biomanufacturing.
According to the Research Valley Partnership, Blinn would conduct the training at the National Center for Therapeutics Manufacturing, which is run by Texas A&M's Engineering Experiment Station. Fuji is developing vaccines that will be used to combat public health and terrorist events. Last fall, Blinn College posted an online survey as part of the school's next four-year strategic plan. Vice President Karen Buck says after collecting responses from only 169 community members, the survey has returned.
The board and Dr. Hensley felt like we needed even more community members to respond, and that maybe the word, since that was the smaller number of respondees, had not gotten out to everyone.
In addition to getting feedback on Blinn's mission and vision statements and the college's strengths and challenges, officials also want to develop a list of core values.
We think it's important for the college to understand, you know, what our own core values are and what our stakeholders believe our core values should be.
You can find a link to Blinn's online survey at WTAW.com. Four legislative priorities were identified in Governor Abbott's State of the State address. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he has signed on to one bill calling for states to gather to consider changes to the U.S. Constitution.
I sure am going to watch very carefully what it says. I sure would like it to be restricted, but there are those who also believe that once you have that convention of states going on, that it cannot be restricted as to what it talks about. So I don't know how that's all going to work.
Another proposal from the governor is property tax relief.
I've got to study that real hard before I jump on board there. I don't think there's any of us that enjoy paying taxes, but growing cities need the ability to collect enough taxes to operate on.
Rainey says if state lawmakers eliminate property taxes, then they have to come up with a way to replace the lost revenue. Another of the governor's priority bills addressing sanctuary cities was filed yesterday in the state Senate.
This is the session when we will ban sanctuary cities.
And for the second straight session, State Senator Charles Perry laid out the bill to penalize local governments who refuse to honor federal immigration law.
It's about law and order, and it's about protecting the integrity of our civil and criminal justice system.
Democratic State Senator Sylvia Garcia says they'll fight the bill again this session.
I think it will just lead to more racial profiling.
Governor Abbott has already taken action by withholding $1.5 million of grant money from the Travis County Sheriff. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
House Speaker Joe Strauss is calling to end Texas's system of straight ticket voting, making him the only top Republican in the state to publicly endorse the idea. Strauss said yesterday that Texas should join 40 other states and do away with straight ticket voting for all elections. Straight ticket voting allows voters to choose a party instead of individual candidates. Strauss says that too often good office holders are swept out of down ballot races due to the political winds at the moment. The Texas Board of Education has cast the first of three votes regarding changing high school science curriculums around the state. Yesterday's vote was to ease, but not completely eliminate, requirements that experts argued cast doubt on the theory of evolution. The Republican-controlled board modified language that had asked biology students to consider all sides of scientific theory. Teachers and academics said that let religious ideology trump science on evolution and might have left students believing God created life. But the board opted to keep other lessons on the origin of life and scrutinizing fossil record gaps, which some conservatives say suggests the influence of a higher power. The board votes again Friday and in April. A Bryan man who tried to pass himself off as a fictitious brother to police was arrested for making a false statement. That's in addition to 30-year-old Ruben Cazeda of being wanted for assaulting a woman in Bryan on New Year's Eve in 2014 and failing to pay support in Grimes County. According to the arrest report, Bryan police learned there is no one in the state of Texas with a driver's license with the name of Jordan Cazeda. Ruben Cazeda was a passenger in a car driven by 31-year-old Dina Gongora. The Bryan woman was also arrested for telling police the man was Cazeda's brother. It's Gongora's second trip to jail in 7 days. She was out on bond after her arrest by College Station police for taking more than $8,000 from a former employer. And there has been an arrest from multiple daytime residential burglaries that took place last week around Anderson. According to the Grimes County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, 18-year-old Charles Bryson Jones of Navasota admitted to taking electronics, firearms, and other property from homes along FM 149 West and FM 3090. Jones is in the Grimes County Jail in lieu of a $100,000 bond. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 55 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you do that again, it'd be perfect.
I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the can't-miss car buying event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 98266A, 2010 Hyundai Elantra. Selling price $53.88, 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down, plus tax. Title and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Good morning. It's 7:38. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got some weather for you. Yes, we do, and it's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office located on Harvey Road. Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Considerable cloudiness today with the potential for a passing shower or two, especially this morning, 65 to 70. Sun may be able to peek through the cloudiness later today. We're cloudy tonight with a chance for a few showers. Overnight lows 45 to 50. More clouds tomorrow. There's the chance for a couple of showers. Temperatures are up to about 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Saturday cloudy with a risk for showers and 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Gary Blair and forward Anriel Howard weigh in as the A&M women's basketball team gets set to face Florida at Reed tonight. Meanwhile, Coach Kevin Sumlin gives us his take on the Ags incoming class after signing day yesterday. And in the NBA, we'll get the details on the Dallas Mavericks win over Philadelphia last night. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I just had some bacon. Anybody ever had bacon before? Good. Oh. You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon.
Jim Gaffigan.
If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Yeah. Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut the Third.
And bits of bacon. Bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community. Huh. You don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce.
Yeah.
It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! There is something dishonest, though, about putting bacon in a salad. It's kind of like smoking while you jog.
Yeah!
I want the BLT, but I'll just get a salad with bacon and tomato. So you put it between two pieces of toast and stick a toothpick through it. That'd be great. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs with bacon. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it.
Here's your two strips of bacon.
I want more. More bacon! Whenever I'm at a brunch buffet and they have that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, I was thinking, if I was here by myself.
Yeah. So, bacon. Bacon. Now, and the one thing he doesn't address, and if you're in a restaurant and they bring it to you, you really don't get to get the smell of them cooking it, yeah, which is really part of it. All that to say this, Forbes magazine reports that bacon prices are on the rise. No! Yes, they are. Bacon reserves. Who knew? We have helium reserves. We have oil reserves. We have bacon reserves also. They better. Bacon reserves in U.S. America are at the lowest level since the end of 1957.
What?
Wow. Yeah. The nonprofit Ohio Pork Council says that bacon demand is now outpacing supply. Wait a minute. You understand what they're telling us? Is
we want more bacon.
We are about to get into a deficit of, I guess, pig production. So what they say is that because of that, the price of bacon is soaring. Back in 2006, the average price of a pound of bacon was $3.45. Now it's up to $5.10.
Bacon can get expensive.
Yeah,
this
All right.
is not okay.
But quite honestly, and again, I don't know what it was, but I went and bought some bacon for us to actually cook at the house last month. Haven't done that in a while. But I don't look at the price. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I find a brand I like, and I'm just like, yep. That's it.
You know, with hello.
Yeah, I can just see it now on the talk shows. You're going to have the little ad that comes in and says, yeah, pork bellies are now going up. Are you expressed out in your portfolio investments in pork bellies?
Exactly. Portfolio. I like that.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey.
I hope this doesn't affect my favorite restaurant down in South Beach, Florida.
Oh.
First time I went.
Yeah.
It's packed. I mean, just packed. So we're standing at the bar, and I keep smelling this smell, and this lady sitting there, and she's having a drink, and she's eating from this flute.
Okay.
And I look at it, and I look at her,
And I said, is that bacon? And she says, yep. She said, instead of serving nuts here, they serve bacon.
Oh. Yeah.
It's my kind of restaurant.
She looks at me and says, I guess they think that you'll drink more. And then she looks at me and says, they're right.
So what, was there a cost involved? Did you have to order a
side of
really?
No,
bacon.
So
really?
I took some friends down there because no one believes the story.
Yeah.
And you always have to wait. And they took us right to our seat. And I went, no. So the waiter comes and I said, look, we didn't get our bacon. And so he brings flutes of bacon for everybody.
Wow.
That is
wow.
Awesome.
All right. That's well, yes, keep us posted. We'll want to know
prime
how that works out.
112.
Prime 112.
Just in case you're ever down there.
Okay.
It's
in
the
South
place.
Beach.
All right. Got it. Thanks.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, and, you know, next Ron Paul will be selling us his prepper bacon storage units.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Wait a minute. Lisa, honey, are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
Hello.
Yeah, it's all a conspiracy by the animal rights activists to get us to eat vegetarian bacon.
No.
Ooh, or turkey bacon.
Listen, turkey bacon is a really, really bad substitute.
Yeah,
it's not bacon.
Nowhere close.
Cannot do it. And look, somewhere, somehow, there for all the stupid studies that we hear about in food science that are going on that get funded for something,
mm-hmm.
I don't care if they have to make it Soylent Green. If they make it taste like bacon and they make it smell like bacon when you're cooking it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it would seem to me that food science has a challenge and a true opportunity here.
Yep.
To go ahead, if we are, in fact...
If you can make bacon.
Yeah. Ooh, bacon.
Bacon. I like
bacon.
It.
Bacon.
Yep.
Did you just say that? Wow, I like that. You need to go copyright that.
Dang it, I say these things out loud.
I know.
And then people steal them.
On the air.
And in 2 weeks, we're going to see faking.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, this is bad, but my 2-year-old grandson threw up on turkey bacon.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it was.
Because it was turkey
bacon.
But
he's now 10, and he still remembers.
Yeah.
If you mention turkey bacon... He's out like a shot.
I hear you.
Oh,
thank you.
Funny.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's a discerning taste even at a very young age. Hello.
Yeah, you know, my old roommate invented bacon marmalade on a yacht in the south of France. And a food critic called it the crack cocaine of the food industry. So I'm thinking I could get him wound back up again, and he could be the next Pablo Escobar.
You're the guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Marissa was outside in the backyard watching her 5- and 6-year-old boys playing soccer when one of them fell down and got hurt. The older brother just stood there looking at his younger sibling crying on the ground. He wasn't hurt badly, but Marissa had to urge her son to ask him if he was okay. That incident got Marissa thinking, how do I help my children learn empathy for others? Her question's an important one. The ability to understand and be sensitive to other people's feelings is a skill every child needs to develop. Empathy enables us to experience deep attachment with family and friends. It's also a trait we need for developing things like gratitude, hope, and compassion. What can parents do? One step is to model empathy in front of your children. Be patient with others and speak kindly to people who make mistakes or who are different from your family. Next, show empathy to your children. They'll feel what empathy is like because they'll experience it from you. When they understand how good receiving empathy feels, they'll be more likely to share it with others. Then top it off with consistency. If you teach your children to be sensitive to others, but you get angry with your spouse for their mistakes or shortcomings, you're sending your child a confusing message. If you want your children to learn empathy, remember, they'll learn it primarily from you. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, Texas A&M women's basketball begins a rare three-game conference homestand by hosting Florida tonight. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the game.
We know what chewing gum they chew. We know everything about them, but they know everything about us. Can we make the adjustments? We already have the hard one, the road win. Now, can we hold serve here?
The Aggies, who are 9-1 at home this season, are playing three conference games in a row at Reed Arena for the first time since 2013. They've won five straight games at Reed Arena, where they'll play their next three conference games. Forward, Anriel Howard.
Well, this is very important for us. We know we have to win all of these three games. We know it will not be easy. All of these teams are pretty good, so we know that coming in. So we just know that at practice we have to be very focused, and we can't let anything outside of basketball affect what we're doing on the court.
Florida's coming off a 93-73 win at Vanderbilt on Sunday. After this game, the Aggs will stay at Reed Arena for the second of its three-game homestand by hosting Auburn at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tip-off for tonight's game is scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Josh Jackson had 23 points and 10 rebounds, then helped third-ranked Kansas prevent number 2 Baylor from getting off a potential tying shot in the closing seconds of the Jayhawks' 73-68 victory last night. Meanwhile, in Austin, Eric Davis Jr. scored 15 points, including a three-pointer from the right corner with 28 seconds remaining, and Texas beat Texas Tech 62-58 last night. In college football, Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin announced the 27-member 2017 signing class at a press conference yesterday inside Kyle Field.
To have 26 guys that were really committed, you know, last year to hold through that amount of time says something about the relationships that were built a long time ago. And not to lose any of those guys and add another guy today says volumes about these guys and their character and what they really want. And they want to be an Aggie. And nine of them being here already doesn't hurt.
Those nine early enrollees are highlighted by blue chip quarterback Kellen Mond, linebacker Anthony Hines, and wide receiver Rashad Paul. All in all, the Aggie recruiting class ranked 11th in the country, according to ESPN.com. Meanwhile, Alabama was one of the big winners on college football's National Signing Day. The 24/7 Sports Composite Ranking says the Crimson Tide are the signing day champs for the seventh straight season as they grab six five-star recruits. Ohio State, Georgia, Southern California, and Florida State round out the top five schools, according to the rankings. In the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell commented on the state of the Oakland Raiders during his Super Bowl news conference yesterday, saying, quote, "There's a great deal more work to be done before the team can move to Las Vegas." Goodell was asked about the Raiders after both casino magnate Sheldon Adelson and backup financier Goldman Sachs pulled out of the stadium deal this week. The league is supposed to decide on the Las Vegas move in March. And in the NBA,
Salah Mejri with one of his best nights as an NBA player, 16 points, 17 boards, deserves to be grinning from ear to ear like that. Mavericks win at 113-95.
Seth Curry scored 22 points. Saleh Mejri had 16 points and a career-high 17 rebounds. And the Dallas Mavericks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 113-95 last night for their fifth win in six games. Mejri played 21 minutes at center with Andrew Bogut out of action and helped Dallas set a season high for boards and out-rebound the Sixers 51-39. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. About 4 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so we got Faken, all right. The bacon jelly that the guy mentioned.
Right, bacon jam. You guys have heard of bacon jam, right?
There are opportunities. There is a silver lining to the cloud. See how that works out for us, though. All right, in the meantime, I don't know if there's a football game Sunday.
Is there?
They kick off at 5:30, and the pregame starts at, tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
They do a thing called prop bets. You know, the weird little trivial aspects of any event.
Mm-hmm.
They do it more with the Super Bowl than anything else. But, for instance, how long will it take Luke Bryan to sing the national anthem? and they do an over and under thing right there. For instance, the longest one recently was Jennifer Hudson in Super Bowl 43.
Oh, Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
was
yeah.
That
what
one
was
of those
that in?
Playoff
something.
Games.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was, that was 210. Alicia Keys was at 235. Mm. But I think the question over and under is, can he do it in 2 minutes and 9 seconds?
Okay.
Ah.
So, I mean, that's, you either start out a winner or a loser.
Yeah.
You know, before the game ever begins, you do the heads or tails thing. What will Luke Bryan wear when he's singing the national anthem? Jeans or something else? Will he wear a hat while he sings? Will any players kneel down while he sings?
Oh, man. All sorts of stuff.
Exactly. How many times will Trump be said during the broadcast? Okay. And
maybe zero, because why would it need to
right.
be?
Yeah.
And will we hear Houston, we have a problem? I know.
Maybe if Houston was playing.
Right. How many times would Giselle Bundchen, is that her name?
Uh-huh.
How many times will she be mentioned during the broadcast? What color Gatorade will be poured over the winning coach?
Ooh.
See, that kind
Bill's
of,
not going to want Gatorade poured on his
I
head.
I would think he probably wouldn't. So anyway, what color will Lady Gaga's hair be? Okay. The overall combined score. Okay. Record is 76 points. So it was a game more than less. Will there be overtime? Have we had an overtime game yet?
We haven't done that yet.
Anyway, so that's all coming up with the big game. As you know, Facebook, or you might not, bought the virtual reality developer Oculus for $2 billion back in 2014, thinking it could use the company to develop a whole bunch of virtual reality items for Facebook. Well, instead, yesterday, a jury in Dallas ordered Oculus to pay the game developer $500 million. They apparently stole stuff from them. So as a result, the company, they're called ZeniMax. You've probably never heard of them. They get $500 million. I know, they're probably going to appeal it. And yesterday, Facebook reported better than average profits and more daily and monthly usage from Facebook users.
Huh.
Just letting you know, if you're not doing Facebook, then you're just like me.
Yeah, and me.
A lot of us are not using enough emojis, by the way, in our typed correspondence.
Right.
Yeah. You might think it's annoying, but according to David Goldman, who's the author of Social Intelligence, if an email's tone is neutral, we assume that the tone is negative.
Agreed.
Okay. Using caps, pretty effective way of conveying shock and anger. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
You're yelling when you do that. But you see, that smiley face will never replace a warm human smile, but it is the newest form of punctuation that can, in fact, change the entire tone of what you are trying to convey.
I was just talking about this the other day. There's one where the smiley face's little hands are kind of up,
okay.
And it's kind of one of those, like, hee-hee, don't hate me for saying that.
Oh, wow. So you want to tell us what you were saying, or did you get it for that?
No.
And I see that that probably does work, the fact that you would be having that little emoji there to change the whole
thing. It totally changes the mood.
I still like using words rather than emojis. Like, this is my smiley face emoji. All right, 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Bryant.